Governments everywhere have been grappling with saving lives while at the same time mitigating damage to economies and protecting people's livelihoods. A new database is now collecting information about the different control measures being used around the world, allowing researchers to find out which ones are the most effective in protecting the community. Sarah Sedgie reports.
As we've seen over the past couple of months, nations have responded differently to the coronavirus pandemic. Getting a clear picture of what each country is doing is a project that Chris Grundy, an assistant professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, is working on.
Normally, we would treat diseases with vaccines or some form of drug, but we can't do that with this particular disease. So we're having to put things in place which are not typical, these measures around restricting movements. And it's really important that we know where these are taking place and when these are taking place.
All this information is going into a database for the World Health Organization. And the idea is to give policymakers around the world information so they can see what measures do and don't work.
We've gone from knowing nothing about this and having never put these measures in place to having them put in place around the world in a very short period of time. We are getting more data that allows us to look at the difference that even a week can make in terms of flattening the curve and how many cases we get. This data set will allow that type of work to happen very quickly. And we'll be able to look at the different impacts that these different measures had at different stages of when they were implemented.
Have you ascertained what does look like good policy or bad policy in this pandemic?
In some cases, it's just reconfirmed what we know about outbreak investigation. You have to do it well, you have to do it quickly, and you have to make sure that there's a clear message which is understood by the community.
The project is using data already being collected by various groups, including the Coronavirus Government Response Tracker at Oxford University. Toby Phillips is one of the researchers.
So I think there's two purposes to having this data. One is kind of descriptive so that we can just understand and see in real time what countries are doing. And that's quite useful for policymakers to kind of compare their options with what their peers and contemporaries are doing. And so if we have this data about the sorts of policy measures countries are taking and how strict they're being, we can then use that to assess whether these policies actually have an effect on the spread of COVID-19 and of deaths from COVID-19.
And as restrictions in Australia gradually ease, he's got an important message for politicians and health officials.
It's not just about having the right policies in place, but it's about communicating them and making sure that people are still making good, responsible and safe decisions, regardless of what the official policy is. How people are behaving on the ground is the ultimate measure of success.
That's researcher Toby Phillips from Oxford University, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.